Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And joining us on the air right now is Don Wiskin from Extendivite. And Don, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for having me, Michael. And, gosh, I mean, what's on my mind? Rosie O'Donnell had a heart attack. And she's yelling
that
to people, oh, wow, I had a heart attack. You know, be aware of the symptoms. I took an aspirin. You know, be ready for the perspiration and the cold and clammy. Well, you know, what happens when I had a heart attack and I'm out trying to yell this for the last 15 years? Nobody pays that much attention, not like they are to Rosie.
Don, I hate to be the one to tell this to you, but Rosie's a little cuter than you are.
Well, you don't know that for a fact. I might even drive a Pontiac Aztec.
Oh, okay. Anyway, listen, Don, first of all, I want to start off by, you know, thanking you for your continued support of Republic Broadcasting, because you're obviously a major part of the support that allows Republic to keep on doing these shows and getting the word out to the listeners about what is going on. But I wanted to, at the risk of sort of blocking you away from the microphone for a part of this half hour, I have two things to share with you. First of all, thank you very much. I got the box with the additional bottles of the Extendivite in it in the mail yesterday, and I took the liberty of giving one of them to our neighbor who himself just suffered a heart attack, and you know, he's going to make sure that the doctor says he can't have this, but he's probably going to start taking it, and we'll start maybe getting some positive reports from him regarding, you know, what it's doing for him. The other story I wanted to mention, quite by accident, last night I was channel surfing on the TV, and I stumbled across this documentary about the pellagra outbreak of 1915 and the story of this gentleman, Dr. Joseph Goldberger, who ultimately and correctly deduced that pellagra was a dietary deficiency. And if you go to the official websites about, like, the National Health Institutes and everything, they talk about, yes, Dr. Goldberger was the one who found out what was going on. And they briefly mentioned that he did meet a little tiny resistance in trying to bring this idea to the world. But this documentary went into amazing depth, and this part of the story I was completely unaware of. Now, at the time in 1915, it was the idea of infectious agents and germs and bacteria was still kind of new, and the whole medical industry was lined up behind selling products to deal with bacterial infection. And so it was assumed that pellagra was caused by some kind of a bacteria, still unidentified. And there were all kinds of prescription medications and treatments that the Orthodox medical establishment was using to no avail. The pellagra was continuing to reach epidemic proportions. And Dr. Goldberger decided it was a dietary deficiency. And he was labeled a quack in the corporate media. There were calls for his medical license to be suspended. He was vilified and demonized. And he did all of these experiments to prove that a certain diet was, which, you know, was very prevalent in the country at that time, very low in protein, mostly starches, sweet potatoes, grits, and things like that, was the result of it. He even went so far as to deliberately inject or ingest materials from patients with pellagra into himself, his wife — he put on the line for this test — and a lot of his friends. And they deliberately exposed themselves, and they never caught the disease, which basically said, no, this is not infectious. Now, after he was already dead and gone, after Dr. Goldberg had spent his entire life being smeared as a quack, and he passed away, the medical establishment finally came around and realized that pellagra is caused by a deficiency in niacin, which is why you hear so much talk about niacin fortified, because that's what the situation is. And there is a lesson to be learned from this. And when we come back from this commercial break, I want to basically go into what that lesson is and how it applies to companies like Extendivite. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
D-Boy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Don Wiskin of Extendivite, and we're talking about the history of the pellagra epidemic that hit the United States in 1915. And in 1915, the medical establishment assumed, they had no proof, of course, they assumed it was a bacterial infection. And they were making money selling all kinds of potions and creams and ointments and pills to protect you or cure you from pellagra, none of which actually worked, but they were making a huge amount of money. So Dr. Goldberg comes along and he says, it's just diet. It's just your diet. And they fought him tooth and nail until the day that he died. Now, the documentary I was looking at was trying to say, well, basically they were opposed to him because Dr. Goldberg was Jewish. That's kind of nonsensical, because in 1915, as is the case today, the medical establishment has a large population of Jewish practitioners. So that explanation of the resistance to the diet explanation doesn't really hold water. And I think what was going on here is, then as now, the Orthodox medical establishment makes money off of selling pills and treatments. And if there is something out there that cures you and makes you well, that comes from a garden, comes from nature, they can't make money on that. if pellagra was this proven to be a dietary deficiency and people could cure their pellagra just by changing their eating habits, then the medical establishment is not making money any longer. And that's really what it came down to. And it just turned out niacin deficiency is the cause of pellagra, and pellagra doesn't exist anymore, at least in the developed world. And so we're seeing that this idea of the orthodox medical establishment shunning any kind of environmental cure to your ills in order to promote their for-profit sale of products is not a new phenomenon. My wife and I went through this with her joint pain, and we spent thousands and thousands of dollars on pills and ointments and special shoes and the rest of it, none of which worked. We finally figured out what it was. She was sensitive to some chemicals in cheap household products. We got rid of those, and she's all well. And the doctor is crying, I can't get money from you any longer. And so we're seeing this is nothing new. And the reason I wanted to mention this story is because we are seeing again today, as it was in 1915, almost 100 years ago, the orthodox medical establishment saying, no, you don't want to eat this stuff that you find in your garden. You don't want to smoke this stuff over here that might make your brain cells grow faster. You don't want to do any of this stuff. Only come to the doctor and only go to the pharmacy and get our products to fix things. And so I think one of the reasons why there tends to be not very much attention paid to you and your heart attack and certainly not to your product is because if people can treat their own heart conditions with natural occurring products on which there are no patents, then the medical establishment is losing a revenue stream. And I think that's a big part of it. And especially watching that documentary on pellagra, it only reinforced to me that we have to be very, very cautious about what the orthodox medical establishment is trying to sell us. And we need to perhaps be a little bit more open-minded about things that we can find at home. I want to give one more example, and then I will hand the microphone back to you, Don. And that, of course, is tobacco. There was another article today about screaming how tobacco and cigarettes have to be banned. They're bad for you. And yes, cigarettes cause cancer, but we know that's from the fertilizer they were grown in, not the tobacco itself. Now, tobacco has some medicinal uses. For one thing, people who are smokers of, and I stress organically grown, tobacco are far less likely to get Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease. Nobody's exactly sure why nobody's looking, because if you can avoid getting Parkinson's or Alzheimer's by puffing on some tobacco leaves, then you're not rushing off to the doctor to buy whatever it is they're selling for those diseases today. And looking at the very clearly documented case of what happened to Dr. Joseph Goldberger, I think we can no longer presume that the medical establishment is really interested in our health as much as they are making a fast buck off of us being sick. So with that out of the way, when I saw this show, I kept thinking about Extendivite. Don, your opinion, please.
I agree 100%. The medical establishment, well, the pharmaceutical companies cannot make any money off of our product because it is natural and there's no chemicals in there that they can patent so that they can have control over it. And that's probably why they don't want it. But now, you know, to add to what you were talking about, they are finding today that we are deficient in some nutrients and some people are eating foods that they shouldn't be eating and they should be eating different foods. And they're now starting to go in that direction because they can see that we are missing out on a lot of the nutrients because we're not getting it in our diet today. And, you know, that's where the Extendivite comes in, feeding your body the food that it needs to help repair this damage that has been done from the onslaught of the chemicals and the industrialized world that we live in. And some doctors are now starting to speak out about how, you know, they've been performing, say, 5,000 bypass operations and all based on this cholesterol myth. And they're finding that really, the fact that we started to use these polyunsaturated fats and cut back on the regular fats in our diet, going on to a low-fat diet, we're finding that that is causing more inflation and more or inflammation and more damage in our arteries than if we just stayed with butter and, you know, your standard grease and oils that we've been using for hundreds of years. But it is kind of a tough thing, to look at because, you know, we all think we're doing the right thing. We all think we're eating the right foods. We all think we're looking after ourselves. We think we get enough exercise at work. These are things that just aren't happening. And
no, we are eating what the corporate media tells us we should be eating. And we understand now that that is not necessarily a good thing. I was before you came on the show, I was talking about, you know, how monosodium glutamate interrupts the signal in the brain that says you've eaten enough, and they put it in the product to make you eat more, so they sell more product and make more money. And you're told, oh, it's a flavor enhancer. It's okay for you. And yet we see them fighting tooth and nail over this labeling for genetically modified content. Down in, I think it was Argentina the other day, they basically established genetically modified organisms are having more and more of these health issues. Actually, I think I'm confusing two stories. But the reality is that what the corporate media tells us is healthy for us to eat is just what the food corporations want us to think. And we're seeing all these chemicals in there. We understand, you know, aspartame, before it was being sold as a sweetener, was classed as a biological weapon because it overexcites the brain cells to the point of breaking down your nervous system. And yet now we're supposed to accept it as a sweetener in our food. It's just complete nonsense out there.
You know, and the aspartame also kills ants.
Yeah, I use it for that. Use it for that. I get the artificial
sweetener.
But
it only kills the large ants. It doesn't kill the small ants. That's why it's not that good as an ant killer anymore.
Well, here's the situation. You have to mix it with sugar, because if you just put aspartame out there, the ants won't go near it.
No, you have to add a little water.
Yeah, and mix it with sugar, and that way they can't differentiate between the molecules. And yes, it'll kill them right off.
Yeah, it is pretty neat. I actually did that. I thought, I heard that, I wanted to try it, I saw it, and it's real. And, you know, I said to myself, why are people drinking that? And they're thinking that it's going to help them lose weight when, you know, they're eating it or drinking it right beside the burger that they're eating that they shouldn't be having. So,
well, see, the problem is aspartame, because it's sending a confusing chemical message to the body, it makes you crave more carbohydrates, because you think you're tasting carbohydrates, you're not getting them, and the body says, well, keep on eating more of that because I haven't gotten enough of what I need. And that's why in the supermarket you'll always see these bundled deals where there's a liter of diet soda and it's being sold together with a giant bag of some kind of corn chip. Because they understand, you'll drink the soda, you'll eat the corn chips, you'll still be feeling hungry, and you'll come on back and you'll buy more of it.
That's right. And then you become obese and wind up with all kinds of health issues and become a burden on the medical program that we don't have, well, we have here in Canada. But at the same time, you'll buy lots of pharmaceuticals.
That's exactly right. It's all about the money. And again, when I was watching this documentary about what Dr. Goldberg went through, when he had the answer to cure the pellagra epidemic, just a simple change in diet would have made it all go away, and the medical establishment fought him tooth and nail because they couldn't make money off of people changing their eating habits. It was all about selling pills and potions and all the rest of this stuff. This is not an honorable profession, and they are not trustworthy. I know individual doctors go through medical school because they're genuinely concerned about wanting to heal the sick. But under the influence of the money junkies at these giant HMOs and corporatized hospitals, eventually, you know, the doctors that fight for health wind up having to leave and go into private practice. And the doctors working at these giant corporations, they're basically frontmen for the pharmaceutical companies. And they understand that reality.
Absolutely. You know, even on our website, heartdrop.com, on the right side, I have a link to Winston A. Price. And Winston was a dentist who went around North America studying our food and what we were eating and what we should have been eating. And he got involved with the China study, which was going on studying why people in China were getting heart disease and westernized diseases. And they found that it was the diet they were eating. They were eating a westernized diet, and they were becoming very sick. And this stems back from food, and it's all right there on our heartdrop.com website if somebody wanted to link off to that and learn a little more about, you know, what other people are trying to get out there. It's just like in 1959 when they went running to the College of Physicians.
Hey, Don, we got to take a break here. I'm sorry to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're finishing up with Don Wiskin from Extendivite. And Don, I want to throw another example out there of what we're talking about. Okay. And don't get me wrong. I'm not a Christian Scientist. You know, if I break a leg, I'll go get it set at the hospital. I'll be very nervous while I'm having it done, but that's what I'm going to do here. But the American diet, the corporately produced food that comes from factories and chemistry labs is highly acidic. And it's long been known that a very acid biochemistry can cause medical problems, including gout and bursitis. And by simply alkalizing your body, you can make those problems go away. And that is something else that is not out there in the general knowledge, because if you can alkalize your body with alkalizing foods like dates and make your gout and bursitis go away, then you're not trotting off down to the doctor, you know, to pay him to get a paper note to go over to the pharmacy and pay them for a pill. And that is the entire mindset. They're just absolutely opposed to anybody getting well on their own, because then you are not part of their revenue stream.
Absolutely. And I was a part of that myself when I was taking this garlic cayenne combination, and it, well, I had 35% of my heart that was damaged, and I had a 95% blockage. And when I went back to my GP when I felt the unusual chest pain, and she did all these tests and found that my pain was blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue, and she couldn't find any blockages. She took me off a certain amount of the medication, but she sent me to my cardiologist to get off the rest, and he had me on a study plan. And in this study group, he was being paid for the number of people that he had in, that he was seeing how the drugs reacted with the, you know, as people were using mm-hmm. it. And, you know, he was not very happy. He was not very happy at all when I had, you know, wound up being healthy, and he didn't know what to do about it.
Imagine my shock, really. You know, we know that there are financial inducements, overt and covert, from the pharmaceutical companies to doctors to keep them prescribing the product. We know that this Gardasil vaccine, the doctors get something like $100 out of each of these vaccine shots. It's a $300 shot, and they get a piece of the action to stick this needle into your kid here, and it's all about money and enforced dependency, and really, it's just corrupt. And again, looking at this documentary, it's nothing new. It's the way medicine has operated for at least 100 years now.
Absolutely. In 1910, when a doctor would graduate from medical school, they didn't even study heart because heart disease wasn't a problem then. It's something that we've come up with, and we found that, you know, through our industrialized nation and the toxins that we put in us and the fact that we have got away from all of these natural herbs and remedies that we've been taking for thousands of years, mm-hmm. now we have all these diseases that we've never had before.
Yeah, cancer is another one. If you go back and you study the mummies of ancient Egyptians, very, very few tumors, and certainly none of this runaway metastatic tumors, where it's all over the place here. Now we're finding out that chemotherapy is the reason why cancers will metastasize and spread, and it just seems endless here. And we've gone down this very wrong path. You know, the medical establishment is selling us medications that aren't good for us, it's good for them. The food corporations aren't selling us food that's good for us, it's good for them. And we need to recognize that it's all driven by money and profit motive, and concern for the consumer's well-being is virtually non-existent, especially now in an age where the FDA looks the other way and the U.S. Department of Agriculture looks the other way, because it's all about money and all about campaign donations. And we need to all take responsibility for awareness of our own physical being, and we need to take responsibility for treating ourselves and taking care of ourselves at every opportunity that we can. Because when you walk into that doctor's office, all bets are off. You are not a patient. You are not a human being. You are a wallet, and that's all it is right now.
Absolutely. Now, I may be one of the lucky ones who has a good doctor, who did say to my nephew, who has heart problems, that he should take his Uncle Don's stuff. And he's tried it himself, and every now and then he calls us up and asks us to send him some more.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves me coming in. He likes going, you know, he loves having all the tests run on me, because he watched my family die. He was a part of, you know, he's been our family doctor. He watched mm-hmm. my father and my mother and my two brothers die, and my sister have all kinds of health issues. And when he saw what happened to my nephew's daughter after she took our product when she was first born with a heart murmur, he's been 100% down our road. And since December of 2000 in Ontario, Canada, which is where I am, doctors here are allowed to work with natural medicines without persecution from the College of Physicians and Surgeons. But since 1961, as you were just mentioning there, and even back in, you know, 1915, the College of Physicians and Surgeons pretty well runs what's going on. If you're stepping outside of their line, they will get rid of you and get you, you know, stop you from doing that. Dr. Leo Roy in 1963 helped to start the Naturopathic College in Toronto, and he had worked with us for quite a few years before he passed away. And he was working with natural medicines, and they took his license away to practice medicine.
Okay, Don, we got to take another commercial break. I'd like you to stay with me into the next segment, because I got a story to share with you, and then we'll wrap up with you and get back to some more of the news. So we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Me Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. We're finishing up here with Don Wiskin of Extendivite, and I wanted to share one more anecdotal story about the medical establishment versus alternative things that might actually work, because back in the 1990s, and I don't even remember exactly when it was, I was working on a film project on a soundstage, and normally if I trip and fall, I'll go down to the floor, because I used to take judo and everything, but we were in the middle of what's called a master shot, which you don't want to interrupt. It makes a lot of people very unhappy, and I tripped over a C-stand in the dark, and I grabbed some of the piping to arrest my fall so I wouldn't make any sound, and I torqued my back, and I was in such pain. And I wound up basically not being able to work for almost 3 months. And the problem with the back pain is if you're not bleeding to death, people don't see the injury. They think you're faking it. And I went to the orthodox doctor, and he was doing electric shock on me and that little wheel thing with the spikes on it and giving me all this medication and stuff. And it wasn't going anywhere, and I wasn't getting any better. And there was this chiropractic place just conveniently on my way. And so finally, in desperation, I walked in there. And she did an x-ray, and I had about 3 treatments, and then all of a sudden, I remember it vividly. I was just lying there, and I felt like this electric shock run all over my body, and the pain was gone. And then the next time I went back to my orthodox doctor, I said, "We're done. I'm all better." And he goes, "What?" And I said, yeah, I went to this chiropractor and she made it all better and go away. I don't need the medicine anymore. I'm going back to work. And you should have seen the look on his face. You know, I was like this guaranteed revenue stream coming in through his door, and he was not happy about that at all. And of course, we've all seen how orthodox medicines, how chiropractors aren't real. You don't want to go to them and everything. Well, I got to tell you, when I really had this back problem, orthodox medicine did nothing but make me sicker with all these chemicals and stuff and the electric shocks and everything. And this chiropractor, 3 sessions and wow, back to battery. Anyway, Don, give us all your website one more time. And again, thank you for your continued support of Republic Broadcasting, because it really does help us to get the message out there and grow the network and reach more people.
Well, I've been with Republic Broadcasting for, I'd say since around 2003 or 2004. So, yeah, I've always been very impressed with the people that you have listening to your shows. And our website is heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. And the product is Extendivite. Extendivite. And the vite is Latin for life. So extend your life with Extendivite.
And just, you know, again, I've made this comment before. All of the ingredients in Extendivite are from nature. We have co-evolved with these molecules for a million years. Our bodies know how to interact with these chemicals without any kind of a side effect. And obviously going to be a lot safer than these things coming out of chemistry labs where they're taking something that works or used to work and they change it around for no other reason than to qualify for a new patent to guarantee market exclusivity. And again, look at these modern commercials you see out there. You know, buy this stuff. It'll do all kinds of wonderful things. And then there's that rapid voice at the end. If you take this thing, it may kill you, but don't blame us because we did warn you. Don, thanks an awful lot. We're going to have you back on the show somewhat down the road here, talking more and more about this whole dichotomy between the medical establishment not concerned with our health, because it's just more money for them if we remain sick. So, Don, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go.
Well, thanks for having me, Michael.
All right. Now, during this little discussion with Don, I was watching on the corporate media. We reported earlier this breaking story where the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are warning of potential terror attacks by anarchists at the conventions. Now it's on the corporate news where they're saying anarchists are planning to set off bombs in Tampa outside the GOP's security perimeter. Man, they're wagging this dog as hard as they can. They're wagging this dog so hard, the dog has just puked. Now, anarchists, as I understand the definition of that word, don't really have an organization that includes a publicity department that sends out press releases. So where is the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security getting this information? Or are the anarchists FBI informants and undercover agent provocateurs who are going to set off these bombs in order to demonize the Ron Paul supporters? Remember, we found out only this last week that the guy who provided guns and training to the Black Panthers was an FBI informant, an agent provocateur. And I said on that story, and I'm going to repeat it, if you are going to the Tampa convention, that smelly kid with the dynamite trying to get you to damage some property somewhere, he works for the FBI or the local police. And how you identify the FBI and the undercover police is they're the ones trying to get you to break the law. So don't fall for it. This is another trick right out of the COINTELPRO's Fireside Crook book, going back to the, Vietnam. Send in an infiltrator, cause trouble so the media can demonize the target group. They did it to the peace movement. They did it to the early feminists. They did it to Native Americans. They did it to the civil rights movement. It's how they keep control. And if they're wagging this dog all over the corporate media right now, it means, yeah, they're planning to have something spectacular happen to distract from Ron Paul, to distract from the fraud of the Republican National Committee, to build sympathy for Mitt Romney and the Republican Party, to drive Ron Paul supporters back into the fold of loyal supporters. It's how they do things, and they've been doing it this way for decades. Create a phony enemy, create a phony crisis, and then sell you the solution. When a real crisis comes along, they can't do anything. These people in government don't know how to actually do anything except lie, cheat, and steal, because they've been doing it for so long. That's why they can't deal with that sinkhole in Louisiana. I mean, they're trying to get the butane out of that adjacent salt cavern. They don't know what they're going to do about that salt cavern that's being used to store radioactive waste. It was thrown down there in solid form. There's no way for it to be removed. And we just had those major thunderstorms that increased the erosion around that sinkhole. The salt dome underneath it is the size of the Superdome. And now we got a hurricane bearing down on it. And the U.S. government doesn't have a clue what to do about it any more than they had a clue about what to do after Hurricane Katrina, any more than they had a clue what to do after the Deepwater Horizon exploded, any more than they had a clue what to do after Fukushima melted down. They don't know how to deal with real problems. All they know how to do is to create fake problems and sell you a solution. They don't know how to fix the economy, or they lack the courage to fix the economy. We know how to fix it. Shut down the Federal Reserve. Go back to a government-issued value-based currency, and it will work. It's always worked in history, but they lack the gonadal tissue to do that. So what are they going to do? Well, they're going to distract you by cranking up World War III. War on everybody. That'll get them to shut up about the economy. Anyway. All righty. Let's see. Another police brutality situation. A cop pulled over this woman who apparently was leaving the scene of a hit-and-run and just basically smashed her face into the car, saying, "This will teach you not to follow directions." And the woman needed to be arrested, but still, police brutality is completely out of control. There's another case where a city is being forced to pay $30,000 to a man who was arrested in his own backyard because the police report said he was belligerent and he refused to do what he was said. And the man had his own security camera system. And the tape from that security camera system showed it was the cop who was messing everything up. So, folks, again, keep those cameras running. Especially, again, if you're going to the Republican National Convention, take along your cameras, take along your little sunglasses with the cameras in them, take along your Luxy. And if your camera takes an SD card, get an iFi card and set it up for relay delivery, so that any pictures you take of the agent provocateurs are out on the internet heading to your home server before the police can confiscate your camera and your memory card. Right now, the government is preparing for a violent revolution. They're buying up bullets. They're getting their guns ready. This revolution is being fought virtually. It's being fought with keyboards. It's being fought with cameras. It's being fought with the alternative media. The only ones with the guns and bombs are the people working for the government. Speaking of bullets, apparently the Department of Homeland Security just ordered half a ton of high explosives. Gee, I wonder what they're going to do with that. Blow up another federal building and blame those gosh darn patriot people. Alrighty, let's see now. Speaking of silly laws, getting back to a topic about just when you have a permanent ruling class of politicians that are paid to create laws, they're going to come up with really stupid laws. Over in Germany, German customs apparently, as a Japanese professional musician, okay, was transiting through the Frankfurt airport last week after performing in Japan, German customs seized her $1.2 million violin. She wasn't importing it. She wasn't selling it. It was her personal musical instrument that she earns her living with and performs concert on. And Germany is saying that she must pay $500,000 in duties to get it back. This is just a little bit absurd. Customs duties are supposed to be about products that are being imported that might compete with domestic products. That's the original purpose of import duties. It's not just a cash grab. And this woman, this Japanese musician, wasn't importing the violin. It's her personal instrument. She was taking it through Frankfurt and on her way to wherever it was she lived. And German customs grabbed the instrument and are demanding a half million dollars duty to return it. That is completely absurd. That is completely, completely absurd. Now, I'm jumping around here a little bit because the tail end of my talking points isn't as well organized as normally it would be. But this gets back to that whole situation of health and being very, very careful. There is a new study out that shows absorption of aluminum is linked to osteoporosis. We were talking about this before, about these osteoporosis drugs they're selling and how they really don't seem to improve bone density at all. And you lose bone density as you age normally. And they're trying to sell you a medication for simply getting older. And it turns out the medication doesn't work. Well, now they're saying that one of the accelerators of osteoporosis is exposure to aluminum in your food. Aluminum cookware, Jiffy Pop popcorn pans, aluminum cans that maybe don't have that internal coating of bisphenol, which has its own health issues to it. What are they going to do? Take the aluminum out of our products and out of our cookware? No, they're going to sell you more medications for osteoporosis. By the way, there is a demonstrated link from aluminum cookware and Alzheimer's. Are they going to ban aluminum cookware? No, too much money being made selling aluminum. We're going to sell you another pill for that. And it just goes on and on and on. Every time they sell something that proves to be harmful to the human population, they sell you another product to deal with it. Aluminum gives you Alzheimer's. They'll sell you a pill for Alzheimer's. That pill makes you sick. Don't worry, we've got another pill to deal with the side effects. You go into anybody who has fallen into the trap of prescription medications. My youngest brother was exactly that way. There's like 10, 15 bottles in the cabinet, all interacting with each other. And again, in my youngest brother's case, we lost him. It'll be a year next month. He had been prescribed two medications that are never supposed to be taken together and produce exactly the kind of symptoms he died of. Now, you know this whole thing about fluoride in the drinking water. It was put in the drinking water. First of all, why it all started was the factories making or enriching uranium for America's nuclear weapons were piling up a huge toxic sludge of fluoride, because the feedstock for uranium centrifuges is uranium hexafluoride. So they were mining fluoride, mixing it with uranium, spinning it out, extracting the enriched uranium, and then extracting the depleted uranium for use in artillery shells, and then the leftover fluoride slurry was just being stored in these huge pits. And it was piling up. So somebody said, you know, if we put a little fluoride in the water, it'll be good for their tooth decay. And that actually never worked out. Drinking fluoride has no effect on tooth decay. Fluoride in the toothpaste in the mouthwash, yes, does seem to have some. But you don't ingest the toothpaste. You don't swallow the toothpaste, and you don't swallow the mouthwash. You spit those out. Drinking fluoride doesn't seem to have any effect on tooth decay. What does it do? Well, researchers from Harvard University School of Public Health and the China Medical University in Shenyang have studied the effects of fluoride on children by evaluating 27 different fluoride studies, and they found strong indications that fluoride exposure among young developing children impairs cognitive development. Children living in areas where public water supplies are artificially fluoridated had far lower IQ levels overall compared to children drinking non-fluoridated water. Remember Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, where the government intentionally damaged the brains of the working class to keep them docile and controllable? Looks like it's actually happening. Caller on the line, Tim in New Mexico. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I just wanted to make a brief comment about that Germany thing, because the violin, because that is so blatantly a case of targeting, because there's no way an ordinary customs agent is going to be able to tell a real Guarneri violin from a fake one. It takes years of training to be able to tell that, and there's, you know, millions of fakes with the labels saying it, and only a few hundred of the real things. So she was totally targeted on that situation to create that event.
Yeah, it might be a publicity stunt on her part to sell more of her records, but I don't think so. But it's just, again, when you look at the quality of people that are being hired for these border control posts. Remember, we had a caller into the show a while back who, out of sheer economic desperation and a desire not to lose his home, he applied for work at the TSA. and he scored too high on the IQ test, and they wouldn't hire him. So when you look at that quality of people, yeah, they're so full of themselves. They've got a uniform and a badge and rubber gloves, and I'm an important part of society now, and they just they do things like this. I would hope Germany will say, yeah, this was a little over the top. Here's your violin back, and make some kind of
exactly, because they knew who she was, and they knew that that violin was hers, and she wasn't marketing it because, like I said, nobody's going to take, no customers, you can take a look at a violin, oh, it says Granieri. I mean, it's, you know, there's thousands of
You make a valid point there. You make a very valid point. Why would they target her? I have no way of knowing. Apparently, she is a world-famous violinist. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, earlier in the show, we mentioned that there was cause to understand that the world is not, in fact, getting warmer, not right now. Very short summer season. Looks like we're going to have another hard winter here in the Northern Hemisphere. Had a really very hard winter in the Southern Hemisphere these last few months. There is a new ice core study that was done down in Antarctica. And what this ice core study has shown is the world has been much warmer in the past than it is right now, or has been over the last few years when they were screaming about warming. You know, there was a warming trend back at the start of the whole carbon Nazi thing, and then it fell off, and they had to hide the decline in that whole situation. But this ice core study is showing not only has it been a lot warmer than it is right now, but the warming period that led to the screams about global warming is not out of the ordinary. There's nothing unusual or no crisis about it. And they confirmed that the link between CO2 and warming is exactly the reverse of how Al Gore presented it in his pseudo-documentary. The world got warm first, then the CO2 went up, which makes perfect sense. Warmer world, more plant life, more animal life, more CO2. Now, up in Australia, they're now looking at how their economy has done ever since they imposed their carbon tax. And the conclusion is the carbon tax pretty much destroyed the economic prosperity of Australia. And where does that carbon tax money go? Well, nobody seems to know. It's just another excuse for the government to take money from you. And it's all it's a giant hoax. It's another fraud. You live in a world of lies, fraud, and deception. That's how they control you and rule you. They invent a crisis. Global warming will save you. Just do what we say. Live simpler. Give us all your extra money and all will be well. If that doesn't work, the asteroid is coming, or Ebola is going to get you, or Ron Paul's going to get you. Osama is going to get you. Can't use that one any longer. Another story about a 65-year-old California woman shoots and fights off five armed robbers who were trying to rob her jewelry store. It underscores the fact that the law-abiding must be allowed to arm themselves to protect themselves from criminals and the crazies, because the police are never around when the crime is being committed. Right now in the United States of America, the average response time to a 911 call is 21 minutes. I mean, can you imagine young woman in her home, guy's there to rape her, and she's saying, look, can you wait 20 minutes? The cops will be here. Not going to happen here. So where are the police? Why aren't they responding more quickly to a 911 call? Well, a clue may come from this story out of Virginia, where apparently this mother was interrogated by police four times for daring to allow her children to play outside the house unsupervised. Completely silly. That's it for our show. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay skeptical. Please share everything that you know with your friends. Tell your local radio stations about Republic Broadcasting. Avoid food coming from factories and chemistry labs. Be healthy, and aloha, America.
Are you against?